from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We go live overseas. Jordana Miller joining us from Jerusalem this morning. Jordana, hoping you can kind of set the scene there, what it's like after 6 hostages recovered by Israeli forces, all dead just a few days ago. What has the reaction been?
Well, I can tell you there's been an outpouring of grief for those 6 families, especially after it was confirmed that they were executed by Hamas, shot to death at close range about 2 days before the Israeli army found them in an underground tunnel under Rafah. Of course, one of the killed was American, Hirsch Goldberg Pollan, and thousands attended his funeral yesterday here in Jerusalem. In fact, some of the streets were closed and just lined with supporters as the family made their way to the gravesite. They're mixed with the grief is a lot of anger. I can tell you that. There are Israelis, it feels like we've reached a tipping point where Israelis now are determined to come out into the streets in larger numbers. On Sunday night, we saw 250,000 Israelis in the streets. Yesterday, a strike that nearly 1 million workers took part in, and many protests already began this morning here and will be continuing into the evening. Israelis are demanding that the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, cut a deal. And I think there's a new sense of urgency this morning after Netanyahu gave a speech last night to the nation, basically trying to defend and explain why he will not withdraw Israeli troops from what's called the Philadelphia Corridor, which is the Gazan border with Egypt. I don't think he made a very convincing argument, and certainly the defense establishment disagrees with him. But there was a sense after the speech that he was sealing the fate of the hostages, because unless Netanyahu changes his position, there's really no way forward for a ceasefire. So now, on the political and diplomatic front, we're waiting to see, you know, what will come of the next round of Gaza ceasefire talks.
All right, Jordana, thank you.
Will be another major round.
Thank you for that update, Jordana. Jordana Miller joining us this morning from Jerusalem.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket,
follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.